This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the really strong areas in this economy the past couple of years, as we've all spent more time in and around home, has been improving them. The big box chain Lowe's, which, by the way, if you Google it, comes up as Lowe's Home Improvement. They told shareholders today that same-store sales were up 5% in the fourth quarter, and they figured to do maybe $99 billion in sales this year. That's after Home Depot reported an 8% increase in same-store sales yesterday. And a big reason for the improvement optimism, a very big reason, housing stock in this economy that just keeps on getting older. Marketplace's Amy Scott has that one.
In 2005, the median age of an owner-occupied house in this country was 31 years. It's been climbing ever since to about 40 years today. Why?
Well, the fact that we're not tearing down and building new as quickly as we might want or as quickly as we need to meet the new demand.
Grant Farnsworth is president of the Farnsworth Group, a home improvement research firm. He says years of underbuilding following the mid-aughts housing crash have pushed up the overall age of the housing stock, along with demand for updates.
The older the home, the more need, true need there is to do projects such as HVAC, windows, efficiency-related projects, roofing.
Those kinds of replacement projects make up about half of home improvement spending, according to Abby Will, who follows the industry at Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies. She projects home improvement spending will grow 17% this year nationally, partly driven by inflation. The long-term average is about 5%.
So anything above 5% is strong growth. And then certainly when we're in the 10 and 15 and 20% range, that's incredibly strong growth.
Unsustainable, even, and Will expects that growth to peak this year. Rising mortgage rates could slow down home buying, and a lot of home improvement happens right before and right after a sale. Sam Cater is chief economist at Freddie Mac. He says even then, the shortage of homes for sale will continue to fuel demand.
For those that want to move but can't find the right home, then they sort of look at their own home and say, okay, well, how can I change this into, if it's not my dream home, maybe my close to dream home. In fact, we've got a neighbor, and that's exactly what they're doing.
Which is great if you can afford it. And a lot of homeowners, flush with rising equity and pandemic savings, can. The problem with an aging housing stock is that a lot of people can't. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.